The next line that we're going to look at is Luke chapter 1, verse 57. This is a long chapter, this Christmas story. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son, and her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown great mercy to her. Reproach, barrenness, and the person who finally had children shown great mercy. And they rejoiced with her. And on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him Zechariah after his father, but his mother answered, "No, no, he shall be called John." And they said to her, "None of your relatives is called by this name." And they made signs to her father, to his father, the child's father. They made signs to his father, inquiring what he wanted him to be called. Now, folks, I don't know about you, but I know that Zechariah is not deaf. He can't speak. And he's trying to talk to people with gestures because he can't speak. But these people are trying to talk back to him with gestures. How frustrating must it have been for that guy? "John, what do you want to? What are you talking about? I hear you." Can you like get into the comedy of the situation? Tragic comedy. "Oh, why did I ask for a sign?" Be careful what you ask for, right? The old Irish curse, may you have everything that you ever wished for. Right? So here he is, and he's not talking, and finally they turn to John, and they say, "What should he be called?" And he asked for a writing tablet, and he wrote, "His name is John." And they all wondered. And immediately his mouth was opened, and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, blessing God. Why? Because the angel said, "Behold, you will be silent and unable to speak until the day that these things take place. Your wife will conceive a son, and you shall call him John." Mouth open, able to speak at the fulfillment of these things. Prophetic and fulfillment and miraculous is what Christmas is all about. That's the thing. It's not Christmas spirit making Santa's sleigh go along. It's the Holy Spirit making babies alive in virgin wombs. It's the Holy Spirit making babies alive in people who are well past childbearing age. This is the God we serve. Are you hungry and yearning for the miraculous power of God at work in your life today? I am. I need it. I need it in the little things. I need it for when people understand that I mean good and not evil. I need it for when people understand I am not phobic, but that homosexuality is a sin. And that I love the person struggling with same-sex attraction. And I love the person who doesn't believe in God, who doesn't believe it's not okay to live that way. And I understand that in our country, everyone has a right to civic life, whether they share my faith or not. And I am not against someone who doesn't share my faith. But if I declare and never fail to shrink back from declaring the whole counsel of God, I'll be misunderstood. And so I pray, God, for the miracle of being understood. And then when someone hears this sermon and what I just said, they don't come and say, "Aha, we gotcha." Because that's it. And everybody's dancing around it. You know you are all dancing around it. You who are dancing around it know that you do. Or you know somebody who does. Or you watch it in the press. That's the reality of it. Nothing will be impossible with God. Elizabeth has conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. Thank you. And these people, fear came upon their neighbors when John said, "His name is John," and suddenly speaks. Because he had told them, "I can't speak," until the thing that the angel said was done, when he wrote it all down on a tablet. And these things were talked about all through the hill country of Judea. Good news. And all who heard them laid up in their hearts, saying, "What then will this child be? For the hand of the Lord was with him." John the Baptist.